Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Today, we're talking about the next generation in knowledge-based authentication. We'll hear from John Dansu, CEO of Ideology, about his company's new product. First, let's get a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Ideology, a provider of identity and age verification solutions, has launched Expect ID Enterprise. This new product of the authentication market does away with questions from shared secrets and instead gives companies the ability to create custom KBA questions using their own proprietary information. Ideology has been in the identity verification market for about 8 years now. It's led by CEO John Dansu.
We solve a very horizontal problem in the marketplace, and that is helping all types of industries and businesses validate when a consumer is not present that they are who they say they are. And we do that through numerous ways, but the way that we're talking about now is through what we call dynamic knowledge-based authentication. So we have a product in the market today that, for instance, if you go to open up a financial account or you go to purchase a Plaza television, you want to get access to your health records and so forth, that the product gives you the ability to basically generate dynamic knowledge-based authentication questions to validate that that person is who they say they are. And those are questions today about places you've lived, people you know, cars that you've owned.
Ideology says its Expect ID Enterprise is opening a whole new door for identity proofing, giving companies an authentication tool that keeps them from having to share any of their valuable consumer data with a third party. Dansu uses password resets at financial institutions as an example.
They're going to present to you what's called an industry shared secrets, right? Then those are the questions that you filled out when you opened your account, the name of your dog, your favorite food, and so forth. And if you remember the answers to those questions, you type them in. And what people, in essence, do there is they will use things that they try to remember. And a lot of those answers today can be socially engineered from the social networks and just from knowledge on people. And the financial institutions have told us that they have issues along those lines. So what the financial institution would basically do is they would utilize our infrastructure. We're in the cloud, software as a service, and would create unique questions based on the data that they have and use our cloud infrastructure to do that. And then they would aggregate that data. And then through communication of our product and the data, they would be able to present the questions to people that are trying to do these transactions instead of asking them to type in their shared secrets.
Instead of using data created from somewhat public records like driver's licenses and real estate transactions, Dansu says the new product gives companies the ability to generate questions based off details that are proprietary to them. A sample question might be, where do you get your prescriptions filled?
Typically, when you go through this process with people, the way that it's prefaced is in order to validate who you are and also protect your identity, we'd like to ask you some specific questions relating to places you've lived and things, cars that you've owned, et cetera. The reaction today in the market is very positive to that. The reaction 5-6 years ago would have been, geez, this stuff is kind of creepy, because people are just more attuned to the fact that their identity needs to be protected. The types of questions that we'll get from our new product will be more specific to that consumer, from a standpoint of activity and things like that, that they've engaged with that business. But I think the end result is it gives the enterprise comfort that that person that, for instance, is accessing health records or that is asking to change their password or that, you know, is changing an account that they may wire money to, that utilizing a product like this will give them even a higher level of comfort and will also give the consumer comfort that their identity is not being misused.
Jansu says he's heard repeatedly from clients that there is a real need for this kind of setup. Expect ID Enterprise is used by downloading IDology's question generator application. There's no hardware or maintenance required.
We have configured the product so that it can be used in conjunction with our existing products, or it can be used independently. Now, they'll use this platform that we have built and have been utilizing for numerous years. That platform is basically what they access to enable the new product. All this is doing is extending our current platform that, you know, has been very successful in the marketplace and giving the enterprise, the business, the ability to generate questions off of their own unique data as opposed to relying on data that we access, you know, through the public records.
Jansu says this product can be used in conjunction with other out-of-wallet systems like texting to a cell phone or calling a landline, and it can also be used with social networking sites.
You know, Facebook has, I believe, an issue relative to what do they do with validating identities, right? And if they decided that they wanted to do a higher level of verification on people before they establish an account, we could certainly use our existing product to do that. And then if these social networks build and they start doing more and more, you know, financial transactions, you know, have financial platforms doing e-commerce transactions, then they could use the Expect ID Enterprise product to access some of the data that gets generated from those transactions to, again, validate somebody before they do a transaction.
The personal questions that are generated will be multiple choice. Users will choose from up to half a dozen potential answers instead of trying to guess.
And that just happened to me last night. I was trying to get into an account that I hadn't gotten into for a long time, and I sat there and, you know, I guessed my password, and then I tried to guess what my shared secrets were, and, you know, it was not a positive consumer experience relative to getting the information that I needed. If I was presented three unique questions or four unique questions about transactions that I had done with an entity, it would have been a whole lot smoother.
For Jansu, taking the third party out of the mix and keeping the user's personal information tucked away within the enterprise is revolutionary. Before the Expect ID product, a company might come up with a question, say, about the color of your car.
That information has been provided to us from a third party, and we have permissible uses to access it and so forth. That need goes away, because now what we're doing is we're using data that the enterprise has that's unique to their business and unique to their customers. That's why you can have differing questions. For instance, how much is your biweekly deposit? Right, that's information that is not in public records and is very unique to that individual. The other thing is that that data resides with the enterprise. Us as a provider, we never see any of that sensitive data. So the individual's sensitive data stays behind the enterprise firewall. It never goes out. That's one of the really important things about this new product.
IDology's target markets for Expect ID Enterprise are healthcare, financial services, government, and retail. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.